Yeah. I'd like to welcome everybody to my podcast, man. I am your gracious host. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for the applause, baby. And welcome to the podcast, man. I am your gracious host, Phoenix Rising, man. And in today's podcast, man, we got to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? The game, man. The game. We lost to the Miami Dolphins this past Sunday, and it took me all this time to recover from that loss. You know, out of all the teams in the NFL, you know what I'm saying? I hate losing to the fucking Miami Dolphins, man. You know, I don't like nothing about the Miami fucking Dolphins. You know what I'm saying? I don't like their jerseys. I don't like their logo. You know, I think their logo is real homo. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, this is a rivalry that goes back to the 70s. Hated Dan Marino. I didn't like Mark Clayton. You know what I'm saying? Respected Dan Marino's game. You know, he's one of the best to ever do it at the cornerback position. But, you know, those 90s Bills was in his way. You know what I'm saying? And I just don't understand this team. This team fucking frustrates me, man. You know what I'm saying? This team fucking frustrates me at times because, you know, they'll get you high as a kite, start off all, you know, annihilating teams in the beginning of the season. You know, the first two games is like, oh, shit, we might run away with the AFC this year. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's looking, like, if you listen to my last podcast, I was talking about shit. Nobody's looking better than us right now, and I was talking my shit because I had every right to, you know what I'm saying, being a Bills fan, you know what I mean, the way the team was looking, and it was just, you know what I'm saying, you know the vibes, it was just like running through teams, the first two teams of the season, they ran through, you know what I'm saying, they made the Rams look like fucking chumps, and it was Super Bowl champs, you know what I'm saying, and you know, the Tennessee game, which I thought was going to be like a lot like the Miami Dolphins game this past Sunday, they destroyed Tennessee. You know what I'm saying? 41-7. So I'm like, shit. You know, this team is looking like ain't nobody gonna fuck with them this year. And then they come and play the Miami fucking Dolphins. I'm watching the game. You know, I missed half of the game. You know what I'm saying? I had some things to do. I went to church. And we had a church dinner this past Sunday. It was wonderful. Had a great time. You know what I mean? And so I didn't get a chance to watch the first half of the game. But, you know, I ended up catching the second half of the game, and I didn't like what I see, man. It was just like, first of all, the NFL needs to do something with the lack of, you know, in Miami, it's really hot in Miami, you know what I'm saying? Give me a second, guys. I'm going to plug in my microphone. Trying to make things a little bit better, give you guys a better experience, you know what I'm saying? So I bought some microphones, I got some, you know what I'm saying, some other things I'm trying to do to add to the experience. So let me plug up my microphone. So yeah, so I'm watching the game and I'm like, okay, the game to me, basically, defense played another great game. Guys were just, you know, because of the weather, a lot of Bills players were falling, a lot of injuries, guys were catching cramps out there. You know, playing in Miami this time of year is very, very, very dangerous for teams. And I can remember when the New England Patriots were on a Super Bowl run, they ended up winning the Super Bowl that year. So, and I remember them playing Miami around the same time, you know what I'm saying? And they ended up losing. I remember their players, you know, having issues with, you know, the weather and the heat. You know, Miami is very fucking hot this time of year. You know what I'm saying? And if you're coming from being a team, you know what I'm saying, that's not used to the heat, you know, Buffalo doesn't get that hot. You know what I'm saying? Overall, Buffalo, New York don't really get that hot. So when you go to a city like Miami where it's hot all the fucking time, a lot of players are not used to that. You know what I'm saying? Used to that type of heat. Some players will be, depending on where they're from, but 9 times out of 10, a lot of players are not used to that heat, and guys were out there cramping. Stephon Diggs, you know, he was in and out of the game. You know what I'm saying? A lot of our defensive backs went down in the game. Our starting defensive backs went down. Jordan Poyer went down. It was just like, yo, what the fuck? Greg Russo had a great game. He had 2 sacks. It wasn't really on the defense. You know what I'm saying? So our defensive backs, we didn't have none of our starting defensive backs. All of our defensive backs were out. Our top 2 defensive back pro bowlers, you know what I'm saying, were out. So Miami capitalized on that shit. You know what I'm saying? They capitalized on us dropping like flies out there. And the NFL really needs to do something about protecting the players more in that weather, in that heat. I'm not making excuses. No, because we still had opportunities to win that game. You know what I'm saying? But overall, I think that the NFL needs to do something about, you know, making sure its players are protected when it comes to excessive heat, because there's been NFL players that, you know, lost their life due to excessive heat. I remember Stingley, the player, I think his name was Stingley, who passed away in excessive heat in training camp. You know what I'm saying? He just collapsed. You know what I mean? He ended up dying. And, you know, I know that the NFL, the sport itself is a gladiator sport. And I know that, you know, it comes with a lot of risk playing football. You know what I'm saying? At any given play, a player can become paralyzed, can lose his life, because it's a very physical sport. You know what I'm saying? You're using your whole body to attack someone. But that doesn't mean that the NFL can't do something about, you know, protecting players. You know what I'm saying? The Miami Dolphins didn't have any problem with the heat. I mean, you know, they're probably used to it. You know what I'm saying? They're probably accustomed to it, but visiting teams, I feel like, are more in danger of being injured, losing their life, and just overall, you know, health-wise, the NFL really needs to look more closely at protecting players some kind of way in order for them to not be so in danger with the heat. You know what I'm saying? Because it was Bills players dropping left and right. Offensive line, starting linemen were dropping. And like, we still had a chance with all this chaos and losing players and the running game. I mean, we need a running game. You know what I'm saying? I've been saying this for the past 3 years. Like, we have no fucking running game. None. If Josh Allen's not doing his thing with his wheels, Devin Singletary doesn't get enough touches. They're not utilizing James Cook the proper way, I believe. You know what I'm saying? The strength of his talents. Yeah, we need a fucking running game. I don't think we had a running game ever since Frank Gore played for the Buffalo Bills. And that was about 4 or 5 years ago. And, you know, I'm just saying, as a Bills fan, Bills Mafia, we need a running game. And I don't see this team, you know, if they don't get some kind of running game going, you know, utilize James Cook, utilize Devin Singletary more. You know, they need to give him more touches than what they give him. I think Devin Singletary needs to be the starting running back. I think he needs to get about 15 touches a game. He's shown that he can carry the load, you know what I'm saying? And yo, I mean, let him go, let him rock. You know, I seen an offensive coordinator lose his cool at the end of the game, you know what I'm saying? I'm not that good with names, so a lot of times I won't say people's names unless I remember to say them, but, you know, I'm not that good with remembering names. But our offensive coordinator lost his cool at the end of the game. This was probably his worst game he called so far, and still, we almost won this game. Like, you know what I'm saying? Still, you know, Josh Allen underthrew a guy wide open for a touchdown, and it was just like, it was just one of those fucking games, man. You know what I'm saying? I felt like the game last year when we played the Jacksonville Jaguars. I lost my top in that game because that was another frustrating game. It's just like this team gets you on a super high and then they collapse with a team that you know we can beat 9 times out of 10. It's just like, and we all know that, you know, the Miami Dolphins, they are new and improved. Tyreek Hill, they made some upgrades. Now, I mean, the Dolphins are not pushovers. They almost made the playoffs last year. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, if it wasn't for us beating them, you know, they would have gotten the playoffs last year. You know what I'm saying? The Dolphins not really... the Dolphins are better than New England Patriots. But they're not a pushover at all. You know what I mean? And it was just one of those games. Man, it's just been a hell of a week, period, man. I had a rough week, man. It's been one hell of a week, you heard? Like, I end up getting an eye infection this week. It's just like, yo, we lose to the Miami Dolphins. You know what I'm saying? I really hate losing to the Miami Dolphins. It's just like, yo, squish the fish all day, man. Like, oh, man. Out of all the teams in the NFL, I really hate losing to the fucking Miami Dolphins. I remember when Brian Cox came to Buffalo and he spit on fans and he flipped his middle finger at the fans. It's just like, this rivalry goes way back, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's, I don't think the rivalry is strong as it used to be. You know what I'm saying? But with me, it still lives on. Like, it's fuck the Dolphins all day long. You know what I'm saying? So, but this game was frustrating. I mean, you look at the stats and you're looking like, yo, I know Buffalo blew them out like 3 fucking touchdowns. Easy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Moss, he had 1 play, you know what I mean? Running play. It's just like, we need a fucking running game. We need a consistent running game. And you can't have Josh Allen running all over the fucking place because he's going to get hurt eventually. You know what I'm saying? I know that's part of his game to be running. And, you know, you just can't have your franchise quarterback running all over the fucking place. Only when needed. You know what I'm saying? And I don't like the idea of him running all over the place. We need to find a consistent running game. We need to get James Cook involved more and execute his talents more and exploit his talents more. We need to get Singletary more touches. Yeah, this running game is just, I don't understand it. It's just like, they give up so quickly on the running game. I mean, you know, I know the strength of the team is throwing the ball downfield, you know, stretching teams out, you know what I'm saying? That's our strength. It's been our strength for 3 years, but we still need a running game on those, these tough games like this, you know what I'm saying, where we need to wear down the defense. Miami Dolphins defense, man. They really, really shocked me in this game. You know what I'm saying? I didn't think they were that good. No, I mean, I didn't think they were that good. They really, really surprised me in this game. Like, they came to play. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Tua didn't really do much to surprise me. The Dolphins quarterback, he made enough plays in this game. You know what I'm saying? Being the fact that we didn't have our starting DBs out there. We missing everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, playing with a bunch of rookies and still held the Dolphins to 21 points. If you really look at it, if you really look at the circumstances and the situation of the game, it's just like, and Buffalo still almost won this game? Yes, we almost still won this game. You know what I'm saying? Hands, kudos goes to the defense, man. Because we still almost won this game. If it wasn't for the missed field goal, if it wasn't for, you know, Josh Allen overthrowing the receiver. You know what I'm saying? And this game was just, it's a lot of plays in this game. You know what I mean? That were left out on the field. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's still fuck the Dolphins all day. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? As a Bills fan, it's still, you know, I just can't. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, they won. They won the game. I didn't like the fact that, you know, when McKenzie made that play in the fourth quarter with like, what was it, like 15 seconds left in the fourth quarter, McKenzie made that pass. McKenzie caught that pass. I think it was at the 40, you know what I'm saying, at the Dolphins 40. The ref just took his time to you know, get the ball so we could spike the ball, you know what I mean, to hopefully kick a field goal, you know what I'm saying, to win the game. And I think that was purposely done, you know what I'm saying? Purposely done. Like I said, the league, as a Bills fan, I'm only going to feel like the league is against Buffalo. For whatever reason, they don't want Buffalo to win. They don't want Buffalo to win the Super Bowl. I don't know for what reason that is. I always just feel that way, you know what I'm saying? These games like this make me go, know what I mean? But I'm sure there's some other teams and some other fans that feel that way about their team, you know what I'm saying? But this does not change anything in the AFC East. Like, that game, them winning, you know what I'm saying, this past Sunday, Buffalo is still the team to beat in the AFC, period. You know what I'm saying? Buffalo's the team to beat in the AFC. You know, yeah, the Dolphins are 3-0 right now. They're on a little hot streak. Some teams get on an early hot streak like that. You know what I'm saying? They get, and then, you know, a lot of times, you know, teams that go on the early hot streak, they kind of sizzle away towards the end of the season where it really matters and where, you know, you're trying to get wins to get into the playoffs. A lot of these teams end up, you know, going on a losing streak in the second half of the season. So what the Dolphins did, you know what I'm saying? They got away with one, but they got to come back to Buffalo. You know what I mean? They got to come back to Buffalo with that. You know what I'm saying? And let's see how you operate in that freezing cold in December when they come back to Buffalo in that freezing cold. You know what I'm saying? Let's see how you operate in that, Mr. Dolphins, and fucking warm ass weather and shit. People on that game this past Sunday throwing up, fucking cramping up. You know what I mean? It's just like, man. Listen, man, the weather won that game for you guys. Use won that game because of the weather. Let's keep it all the way official. You won that game because of the weather. You know what I'm saying? We just had a lot of opportunities that we missed. You know what I mean? We had, you know, offensive line banged up. DBs were banged up. People dropping left and right on starters dropping left and right. And still we almost beat you. Now, what does that tell you about the Miami Dolphins? You know what I'm saying? They're 3-0 right now. They're on top of the AFC right now. Whoop-de-doo. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to be the ones who are represented in the Super Bowl. Dolphins not going that far, guys. Yeah, they improved. They might make the playoffs. But if Buffalo gets home field advantage and got to come to Buffalo in that weather in you know, late December, January, you think you can take that cold ass weather and that snow? Come on now. Nothing changed with me about, you know, my feelings about the Dolphins. I knew they were going to be a good team coming in this year. They made some improvements. They made some upgrades. You know what I'm saying? But, man, that shit, man, come on, man. Come on. Let's not kid ourselves and think that the Dolphins is going to do something great this year. You know what I'm saying? Tua hasn't did anything that make me go, oh, wow. Yo, Tua's, wow. Tua's really wow. He just making the right amount of plays to win right now. And once teams dial in and defenses get tougher and tougher each week, you know, you got these games like this that happen, you know what I'm saying? Where, you know, you can't win them all. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, Buffalo wasn't going to win all these games this year. I didn't expect them to win all these games this year. You know what I'm saying? I didn't expect them to win all the games this year. But the way they were playing at the beginning of the season, it's like, shit, they might not lose a game for, you know, going into 10 weeks. That's what I thought. They were just going to go on a 10-week run. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, man, let's check out some stats. You know what I'm saying? Let's start with, and see, these stats make you go, what? Buffalo lost? Like, yeah, we had so many opportunities to win this game. Like, Dolphins didn't do jack shit to make me fear them at all. You know what I'm saying? Tyreek Hill didn't do nothing. You know what I'm saying? I forgot the other cat who went off and shit, but he only went off because we had players on defense, our defensive backs. Our starters was out. You know what I'm saying? I'm not making excuses, but you know the vibes. Like, they, come on, man. Come on, man. Miami, cut it out. You know what I'm saying? Just be happy with this little win, your little victory. This is your Super Bowl. Yo, let's keep it all the way a buck. This is your Super Bowl. Be happy with that, because at the end of the day, you know what time it is. You know what I'm saying? You know who the better team is. And don't let us get a consistent running game. Man, please. Come on. But yo, let's go to some stats, man. We're gonna start off with Buffalo, you know what I'm saying? Allen, 42 for 63. Now, I got an issue with Allen throwing that much. Their defense didn't do jack. You know what I'm saying? They made enough plays. You know what I'm saying? The defense did step up, make some plays, but Allen still went off. 42 for 63. 66.7 percentage. 400 yards passing. Average 6.3. 2 touchdowns, 0 interception. Quarterback rating 94.7. Come on. The running game, man. This is what we need. We need running game, man. Allen, 8 attempts, 47 yards, 5.9 yards. Moss, 4 attempts, 46 yards, 11.5 per carry. That's because he had the big-ass run, you know what I'm saying? But he didn't really do nothing most of the game and shit. So, you know, longest one, 43. That's the one I was just talking about. Singletary, 9 attempts, 13 yards. You know what I'm saying? 1.4. And so on. Cook, 1 attempt, 3 yards. Cook needs to step it up as well. Singletary had a nice game passing, though. 9 catches, 78 yards, 8.7 yards. 1 touchdown, longest one, 22 yards. McKenzie, 7 catches, 76 yards, 10.9. A catch, 1 touchdown. Singletary had a touchdown as well. Diggs, 7 catches, 74 yards, 10.6 per average. You know what I'm saying? Longest one was 28. And Diggs was in and out of the game due to heat exhaustion, cramps. You know what I'm saying? Cook had 4 catches for 37 yards. Davis had 3 catches for 37 yards. And Knox had 4 catches for 20. Knox has been quiet so far this year. I'm surprised. I don't know it, because it's because we have so much talent this year. Know what I mean? I don't know if it's because of that or he's injured or I don't know. Knox has been kind of quiet so far. I'm hoping that he can turn it around and, you know, have the season he did last year. You know what I'm saying? Because he had a good season last year. T. Johnson, 6 tackles, 3 solos. Milano was a fucking monster in this game. Yo, Milano was making tackles that I'm like, what is this, Madden? Like, he was in the backfield all day long. Know what I mean? He was in the backfield all day long. I mean, the guy's just been playing lights out. Milano, man, has been playing lights out. Russo, okay, so he got a half a sack for one of those sacks. 1.5 sacks in this game. I think that's it for the Bills. Now we're going to go to the Dolphins. Let's see. Their quarterback was 13 for 18, 72.2 percentage, 186 yards passing. He was shut down. He made enough plays. He did enough. He did enough not to lose the game. He played control ball, basically. He didn't make no outstanding throws. He didn't do anything to impress me. Tua. He didn't do anything. One touchdown, 0 interception. Quarterback rating 123.8. But he had 186 yards passing. He didn't do anything. Anything at all. Running game was shut down. Edmonds, 6 carries, 21 yards for the Dolphins. Mostert, 8 carries, 11 yards. Like, the running game, total of 17 carries for 41 yards, 2.4 yards per carry. It was shut down. Waddle, he had a big game. 4 catches, 102 yards, 25.5 yards per catch. Longest, 45 yards. You know what I'm saying? Tyreek Hill, 2 catches, 33 yards, 16.5 average. You know what I'm saying? He didn't do anything. He talked all that mess all week. Shut down. You know what I'm saying? They were shut down. And like I said, you look at these stats and you go, defense did have 4 sacks. You know what I'm saying? For the Dolphins. You look at these stats, though, and you see how lopsided these stats are. You go, man, I know Buffalo beat them by fucking at least a couple touchdowns. You know what I mean? But, like I said, man, like, playing Miami in this weather, this time of year, when it's really hot, it's hard for teams like Buffalo, who's coming from the East, is coming from, you know, upstate New York, you know what I'm saying? Buffalo. Don't get that hot in Buffalo. You know what I'm saying? 88 is really hot in Buffalo. You know what I mean? Like I said, I tried to move to Texas a few years ago, and that was the first time I ever seen 100 degree weather. And it's mad different in Texas and Buffalo weather. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's hot as fuck in Texas. Really hot as fuck. And the players weren't used to that type of weather, man. And then people were dropping left and right. What I didn't understand is, like, how come the coaching staff didn't have something that can give the players some shade from the sun? Because players were just dropping. And then again, I'm not making any excuses, but players were dropping left and right now. You know what I'm saying? Not making any excuses. If you get in the game, you are healthy. You know what I mean? No matter if you have an injury or not. If you do have an injury, get in the game, that means you're healthy. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not making excuses. Like I said, we're not going to win every game this year. It's just a little frustrating when this team gets on a roll and then they drop a zero. Because the team, they should just annihilate. Just like the Jaguar games. The Jaguars won 69. It's just like, the Jaguars won. Like, what the fuck? Like, you should be annihilating these teams. And I feel like sometimes I think that the Bills of past teams like this, you know what I'm saying? And we already marked this as a win and don't be fully focused. And when they get in the game, and by the time they get focused in the game, the shit is already, like, you know what I'm saying? Almost not in reach anymore. So kudos to the fucking Dolphins, man. They still fuck the Dolphins all day, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm Bills Mafia all day. You know what I'm saying? But we got a game against Baltimore. You know what I'm saying? Game against Baltimore. And we're going to see how it goes, man. See how the Bills play Baltimore. A lot of our starters are coming back. We're looking somewhat healthy for the game, I think. You know what I'm saying? I don't know who's coming back to play the game, but I think all the DBs are coming back to play the game, Baltimore game. A lot of our offensive linemen are coming back. It's going to be an interesting game because both teams are 2-1. You know what I mean? And both teams are in the same position of, I think Baltimore lost their game too. Rebounded from a loss, I think. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be interesting. But I don't feel too bad because Kansas City lost to Indianapolis. Do you think the Indianapolis Colts are better than Kansas City? No. So you get these games, man. You get these weird fucking games that make you scratch your head. And you look at the stats and you be like, we lost this game? How the fuck we lose this game? You know what I'm saying? And the Indianapolis Colts beat Kansas City. Do you think Indianapolis Colts are better than Kansas City? Fuck no. So, yo, man, it is what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we weren't going to win every game this year. But damn, I just can't stand losing to the fucking Dolphins, man. I can't fucking stand that shit, man. Every time we lose to the Dolphins, man. You know what I mean? I be thinking about Dan Marino and fucking Mark Clayton and shit. and I just want to put a fucking bomb in their fucking suitcase or something. You know what I'm saying? That's just a joke. I don't really want to put a bomb in it. Just how I feel, though. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to the Miami fucking Dolphins, man. I just I don't know what it is. I guess because of the rivalry against the two teams. I don't know. I just don't know what it is, man. But hey, man, they won fair and square. You know, kudos to the Miami Dolphins, man. Let's give them a round of applause for the Miami Dolphins, baby. This is your Super Bowl, baby. You know what I'm saying? This is your Super Bowl, babies. But, yo, that's my take in this podcast episode, man. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. Shout out to the Bills Mafia, man. Shout out to Buffalo, New York. You know what I'm saying? You know the vibes already, you heard? But that's my take, guys. I am your gracious host, Phoenix Rising. And I just want to say peace and love to everybody. Take care. 1.